Tom Lydon joins us now for the ETF of the week. It's something we do every Thursday at this point. And of course, we do it every Thursday with Tom Lydon, the editor of ETF Trends. Now, ETFtrends.com is not just a site for Tom's picks or what Tom likes. It is a site that covers the ETF business beyond here's what you might want to invest in to say here's what's going on. So everything soup to nuts if you are an ETF investor. I've given you the web address. The site is on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But he's not on Twitter right now because he's here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Deutsche X Trackers MSCI Japan Hedged Equity ETF, ticker symbol DBJP.
A mouthful here. It's the Deutsche X Trackers MSCI Japan Hedged Equity ETF, DBJP. Now, we've had a couple of folks on the show who have said that they actually liked the looks of Japan. In one case, very specific to Japan small caps. In other cases, just kind of liking the Japanese market. That was before Japan went negative on interest rates, even if it was kind of an odd and quirky move that I don't think we necessarily want to get into. But does that play into why you like this fund now? Or is your like for this fund now buried more in maybe the hedge side or something else that's in that name?
It definitely plays into why we're talking about it today, Chuck, for sure. I think first and foremost, we spend a lot of time talking about ETFs, obviously. We talk about equities, both domestic and global. We talk about fixed income, domestic and global as well. But one thing investors and investment advisors are spending more time talking about these days are currencies and the way currencies affect your portfolio. So in the case of the U.S., we're in a situation where rates, maybe for the first time in 30 years, are starting a new trend. We saw the Fed move in December. Many think that the Fed might move 2 to 4 times in 2016. And if that does happen, that's going to affect the dollar compared to other local currencies. On the other side, both Europe and Japan have had easing monetary policies where there have been declining interest rates, and what that does is affects that local currency in the other direction. So we've got currencies with the U.S. compared to Japan and compared to Europe actually pushed in opposite directions. And what that does is it affects the equity value. For example, if you own stocks in Japan and the yen goes down and the dollar goes up, when that equity value is then translated back into our currency, it actually goes down based on the differential between the move in the currency. So without trying to get too complicated, the bottom line is if you as an investor here in the U.S. have foreign equity allocations and you're not hedging the currency, you're actually betting that the local currency is going to do better than the dollar. So it's a little bit of a currency lesson here, but most importantly, with what's happened recently in Japan, we've seen the Bank of Japan again, almost surprisingly, cut interest rates to the point that they're negative. That doesn't necessarily mean a lot if you're a saver in the local banks because you're actually paying for them to hold your money. It doesn't necessarily seem good, but what it does is it almost makes equity investing more attractive. For us here in the U.S., as we're buying goods, for example, cars from Japan, because their currency has gone down compared to the dollar, that makes Toyotas, Nissans actually a little bit less expensive and allows us to get a little bit more bang for our buck. So all this is kind of tied into DBJP, where we have the ability to buy a good cross-section of Japanese equities within an index. But within that index, we've actually have the opportunity to be hedged against the yen. So if you like Japan because you feel monetary easing is going to continue to bolster returns in equities in Japan, great. But if you know, too, probably what comes with that is a decline in the yen, there's a currency hedge that's actually built into this index. So it actually works in your favor as well, as opposed to against you.
Okay. That all said, anybody's got international exposure probably has some exposure to Japan. So where are they taking the money from? And is this a 200-day moving average play?
Well, absolutely. So first of all, if you're a long-term investor, a buy-and-hold investor, and you have an international allocation, if you can carve out that Japanese allocation, or what I would suggest is first and foremost, don't sell that to buy this, but maybe sell half of it to buy an ETF like this. What it does is it doesn't replace your equity allocation in Japan, but all it does is provide a neutral currency hedge, because the other one is long the local currency, this would be short the local currency. So first and foremost, neutralize the currency risk. Second, it is not above its 200-day average. Actually, Japan has bounced a little bit off the bottom recently, but we still are about 6% away from going above the 200-day average. If you feel that there may be a buying opportunity and you want to follow the trends, especially with the currency hedge, keep an eye out. Don't buy until you go above the 200-day.
So it's the ETF of the week, but it's not the buy this ETF of the week. That's the important thing for people to know.
That's right.
Okay. Waiting to see that play. It's the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Japan Hedged Equity ETF, DBJP, the ETF of the week. Worth watching, not yet at the buy point, from Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETF Trends, online at ETFTrends.com, on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom's on Twitter as well. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, always great to chat with you. Look forward to doing it with you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
We just got off to a great start on the Thursday, February 4th edition of Money Life. But a great start demands more, and you'll get it with our big interview. That's next on Money Life.